If you've been following the court case against Google, then you know that the company was found guilty of being a monopoly in the internet search space under the Sherman Antitrust Act. And as a result, Google has already been barred from engaging in anti-competitive behavior, like locking developers into their app store, taking 30% of all revenue that is made from those apps, and paying out billions of dollars to Samsung, Apple, and other device manufacturers to make Google the default search engine on their products for at least 3 years. But what's next for the tech giant is likely some kind of divestment, aka being forced to sell off parts of the company until they're no longer considered a monopoly. And one of the products that authorities are seriously considering forcing Google to sell is the Chrome browser. Now, as you probably know already, Google Chrome is the most popular browser in the world by far, and even Microsoft Edge, Brave Browser, and most of the other alternatives are really just Chrome if you scratch below the surface a bit. And this is one of the more sinister aspects of Google's monopoly, in my opinion, because in a future where the whole world is Chrome, there's nothing that can stop the blinding light of online ads once Manifest V3 is fully rolled out, which was the plan all along. You see, Google offers a lot of free tools to people, Chrome being the most popular one besides maybe the Google search engine, but at the end of the day, Google is still a for-profit company, which means that these free tools are making you the product. Specifically, the data about your searches and buying habits, which is what Google is interested in so that they can force targeted ads upon you and convince other companies that want to advertise you to use their ad network in order to actually reach you. Google Ads are really the only part of the tech giant that is actually profitable, which is why killing off ad blockers with Manifest V3 has been one of Google's main priorities for the past couple of years. If Google is forced to sell Chrome and give up control over the Chromium project, then the Manifest V3 restrictions could totally dissolve. But don't go on celebrating the end of Google's reign of terror just yet, because the death of Google Chrome could bring about horrors beyond what we could imagine. In order for Google to sell Chrome, a market value had to be placed on the browser itself. Obviously, you've got to sell it for some kind of a price, which currently sits at about $20 billion. Now, I don't know about you guys, but even with Bitcoin hitting a new all-time high, I'm still not a billionaire, and there's only a handful of companies like Amazon, Meta, and Microsoft that would actually be willing and able to purchase something like Chrome. Now, all of these companies are undergoing their own antitrust lawsuits at this time, so they're probably not going to try to purchase it right away. And Microsoft's antitrust suit from 2001 actually centered around Internet Explorer being considered a monopoly, if you can believe it or not. But if the Zuck were to get his hands on Chrome, for example, we might find ourselves in a world where Threads becomes most of the world's homepage and Facebook Search becomes the new default search engine. All of those aforementioned tech companies also have their own ad networks, which are the source of a lot of those companies' profits. And that's especially true for Meta, which, like Google, offers free services like Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook to hook users in, but then the company sells that data that's generated by their users and uses it to fuel their own targeted ads network. So it's unlikely that Meta, Microsoft, or Amazon are going to kill off Manifest V3, because obviously they're all interested in defeating ad blockers as well, but they would just tailor it to more effectively break ad blockers on their platform versus Google's. The death of Google Chrome could also bring about the death of Mozilla, Firefox, and software that is based on Firefox, like the Tor browser. Mozilla is just one of the many companies that Google has been greasing the palms of for several years now, but because Mozilla is such a small player in the tech world with a privacy-first stance and very few actually profitable products, over 88% of the money that Mozilla makes comes from Google paying them to make their search engine the default one in Firefox. I'm sure I don't have to explain what happens to most companies when they take an almost 90% hit to their profits, but what's worse for the future of Mozilla is this profit loss isn't even contingent on the divestment of Chrome, because like I said, Google has already been barred from paying out for those default search engine bribes. Now, there's also a possibility that Chrome could be handed off to a nonprofit like the Linux Foundation, and that might be the best case scenario, at least in terms of the ad blocker wars coming to an end, because I don't think that they would be particularly interested in continuing the development of Manifest V3. But that would most likely lead to a rapid balkanization of the Chrome browser, with dozens or even hundreds of new, slightly different variations, and those variations could become greater over time, popping up, as is the current case with Linux distributions. But regardless of who ends up controlling the world's most popular browser, Google's next move, if they're forced to give up Chrome, is most likely going to be to go all in on AI and get more aggressive in the Android ecosystem, either through gaining more market share by making phones that are actually good and innovative, or more likely just implementing something like Manifest V3 in the Android ecosystem to neuter the ad blocking ability on those devices, even on handsets that Google doesn't manufacture themselves. Tell me your thoughts about Google being forced to sell off Chrome in the comments below. Like and share this video to hack the algorithm, and buy some of my merch from my website, base.win. 10% automatic discount at checkout when you pay in Monero XMR. Have a great rest of your day.